As we just learned, the new blending program at Granada Hills Charter High School is stirring controversy. Some parents are upset because their children had to participate. So let's focus on this idea of mixing in-class and internet-based instruction. Michael Horn specializes in the future of education with a focus on improving the student experience. Michael, welcome to Take Two.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Michael, tell us more about blended learning. What does a student's class day typically look like?
So for an elementary school student, what you'll often see is a student might be in a very traditional classroom rotating among different stations, one of which would be computers. So they would be spending maybe 20, 30 minutes online doing some individual work, then spending maybe 30 minutes with the teacher in small group instruction, and then maybe spending 20, 30 minutes in group projects with their fellow students. As you get older and students move into high school like Granada, you start to see students have more autonomy or control over that experience often. And students will maybe learn far more online or decide, hey, this doesn't work for me. The online learning is directing my learning, but I might choose to do significant chunks of it offline in projects or reading traditional books.
What about staying home, Mike? One of the things about doing anything online is that you get to do it at home or wherever you want. Can students sometimes not go to school?
Certainly some schools do that. I would say the majority that are blending learning are realizing that having that in-school component is actually really important because being around your peers, being around teachers, that social experience creates a lot of motivation, creates a lot of opportunities for peers to work with other peers, and creates sort of an intangible community feel that actually motivates the student.
What do the advocates say is the benefit of teaching kids in this way?
Yeah, the big benefit in my mind is personalization. Basically, the fact that all students have different learning needs at different times. Sometimes we learn really quickly. Sometimes we struggle with material. It can depend day to day, subject to subject. The advantage of using technology is that it allows us to personalize learning much as a tutor would do. A tutor is able to adjust pace, allow to move faster, slower, use different analogies, explanations to reach you. And technology can do the same thing and free the teacher up from having to lecture to the median of the class to spend much more time in small group instruction, one-on-one with students, and really diving in to the moment that that student is struggling to help them at the exact time that they need the help.
Michael, what's the evidence that proves that? I mean, are we seeing higher SAT scores or kids going to Ivy League schools? What's the evidence that proves that blended learning works this way?
The Department of Education in 2010 did a big study where they looked at many, many, many programs and concluded that online learning was slightly better sometimes than face-to-face learning in certain settings, and blended learning was the best of all worlds. And then we've seen individual researchers get similar results from looking at certain programs as well. What I will say is that the research is not consistent, and from my perspective, that's because some blended learning is done really, really well and is personalizing along the right dimensions, and some is done poorly. It's not giving the choice that students need and that personalization that they need.
What about the cons? Are there some students that are having trouble learning this way?
Yeah, I think the cons are when you create a program that says every student has to be on the computer for this many hours, or you've minimized the role of the teacher such that the student's only recourse to learn is through the computer. And then the last thing, in my perspective, is you want to be mindful of the amount of screen time students have. Particularly at younger ages, being on the computer nonstop is not a beneficial thing. You really want to make sure you're moderating that and giving them plenty of offline experiences that engage their whole body in learning.
What about students with learning disabilities that might need special lessons or maybe actually more teacher-student time together?
Blended learning actually is most effective with students with special needs because it creates a preponderance of options when it's done well for how that child can learn. It can create many different learning modalities to explain a concept, for example. You don't have to just go based on the teacher's lecture and a textbook. You can get a 3D simulation. You can learn through a different teacher online. You can have your peer spend time with you and so forth. And the idea, right, is that it increases the amount of time a teacher is able to spend in quality, small group or one-on-one interactions with that student to benefit that child and allow them to get the right learning at the right time and get more explanation than they would in a traditional environment where the teacher is trying to deliver the lesson plan for all 20 to 30 students, which is the opposite of personalized.
Now, in the story we just heard from our education reporter, Kyle Stokes, one student's mother felt that online instruction wouldn't allow her son with ADHD to focus. Now, the school has refuted that blended learning was a disadvantage. What do you think, Michael, about that?
Again, I think it's the design of the program. My read of the evidence, and certainly having talked to a lot of ADHD students in blended learning classrooms, is that they feel like they can thrive because they're able to put in their headphones, listen to music, allow their brain to be distracted while they're continuing to work. It sort of allows them to blow off energy, or some of them might choose to work at standing desks by themselves, and they're not a distraction to the classroom now. They're able to learn in the way that's best for them and pour off energy while learning. But again, I think it's the design. If someone's saying this is the only program through which you can learn, it's actually its own standardization, and you don't have access to a teacher in real time, that might be frustrating and might not be the best option.
Michael, what about giving parents the option of opting out? What if a parent says, you know what, no, I don't like blended learning. I don't want my kid to do it. You know, I want a teacher teaching them all day long.
Yeah, I think it points to the bigger philosophical challenge right now, right? Which is that the way we have historically done school is based on where you live is where you go. And if that school is doing a blended learning program or any program, quite frankly, if it's not a good fit for your child, there's a problem. And from my perspective, blended learning should all be about giving choices to parents and students to get the right option for them, not forcing them into a particular program. And so having an opt-out mechanism or an ability to learn in a very different style alongside of other students, I think is incredibly important.
A school like Granada Hills right now is famous. They've won the last 6 of 7 U.S. academic decathlons. Can Granada Hills say to parents who maybe don't like this idea, hey, we're doing a lot of things right. Take a look at our resume and our record.
I think it points to the fact that Granada Hills is probably doing a lot right with personalization, right? Giving the right academic experience at the right time for the student. I think maybe being able to see that more flexibly and fluidly might be a way to have that conversation, not to force a parent into a particular option, but say, we want to find the right fit for your child within this school that supports multiple modalities.
That's education specialist Michael Horn talking about the pros and cons of blending in-class instruction with digital learning. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.